and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So G.K. Chesterton famously said this of today's gospel. The Bible tells us to love our neighbours, and also to love our enemies, probably because they are generally the same people. Now, despite this witty saying, I do find Jesus' words to love your neighbour rather confronting. For don't we have the tendency to bypass our neighbour and go to the ones we love and love us, therefore making them our neighbour? In some sense, the neighbour, whether we know it or not, becomes a kind of enemy to us, not because they've done anything wrong as such, but because they are an enemy to my well-being. They become in the way between me and the neighbours that I wish to love and really spend time with. As Jesus also says today, "For if you love those who love you, what right have you to claim any credit? Even the tax collectors do as much, do they not? And if you save your greetings for your brothers, are you doing anything exceptional? Even the pagans do as much, do they not? You must therefore be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." Jesus is very clear that loving those who love us, although good, is nothing exceptional. Chesterton can help us out again where he describes the call to actually love those around us and not bypass them to those who love us back. For you can love someone halfway across the world, but as Chesterton says, "But you do not think about the soul of your next door neighbour. He is not a man, he is just an environment. He is the barking of a dog, he is the noise of a pianola, he is the dispute about a party wall, he is drains that are worse than yours, or roses that are better than yours." The people around you will teach you how to love. Perhaps this Lent, have the intention to love and be present to those around you. In other words, do not let them be just the dog barking in the background. As Jesus says, "In this way, you will be sons of your Father in heaven." Let us pray. Turn our hearts to you, Eternal Father, and grant that seeking always the one thing necessary and carrying out works of charity, we may be dedicated to your worship. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.